At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. This family discipleship resource utilizes material from Lifeway's Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together. Hi, I'm Bethany, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Daniel 6. Feel free to hit pause and read Daniel 6 together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right in. Our key passage for this unit is 1 Corinthians 10:31. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God." As Daniel grew into an older man, God continued to show him favor as Daniel served under a new king, King Darius. Yet, Daniel's place in the government of Babylon was a subject of jealousy. In an attempt to trap Daniel, royal officials petitioned Darius to enact a law forbidding anyone from praying to any god other than the king. Just as the officials suspected, Daniel continued praying to the one true God. The Bible points out that Daniel prayed as an act of defiance to the new law. When Daniel was faced with the possibility of death if he prayed, he made a courageous decision. Daniel 6:10 says, "When Daniel learned that the document had been signed, he went into his house. The windows in its upstairs room opened toward Jerusalem, and three times a day he got down on his knees, prayed, and gave thanks to his God, just as he had done before." Instead of hiding his prayers, Daniel boldly walked in obedience, knowing his life would be put in danger. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus faced a similar decision with even greater consequences. Following the Last Supper, Jesus spent time with his Father in prayer. Jesus wrestled with his coming death as he asked the Father to take the cup from him if possible. Luke describes the agony that Jesus went through in this decision by telling us Jesus' sweat felt like blood due to the intensity of his time with God. Jesus surrendered to the will of the Father, even though it led to death. God honored the obedience of both men. He delivered Daniel from the lion's den, and he delivered Jesus, the only person to always obey God perfectly, from the grave in victory over death. One final detail of this story should challenge us in our walk with God. Darius was rooting for Daniel. Right before Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, the king hoped out loud that Daniel's God would deliver him from death. Eventually, after Daniel's deliverance, the king declared all people must respect Daniel's God. God, thank you for the example that Daniel set for those who trust in you. Guide us to faithfully obey your commands every day and let our actions point others to your glory. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it is time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. What is the scariest animal you can think of, and why do you think that animal is scary? 2. Why do you think Daniel obeyed God rather than King Darius? 3. How did Daniel's obedience bring God glory? Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Daniel's prophecies in Daniel 7 through 12.